Say, Father, I am your very own. I am your very own. He did this. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You didn't do it. You didn't have no wits to do it. He chose you and gave you everything he is. And listen to me so you can get it. Because, see, he had to help me. He said, Jimmy, I didn't expect you to get it all one time the first time you read this. That's why I told you to grow in the grace. That's why I told you to grow. But if you stay with the ball, you'll grow up. If you stay with the word, you grow up. And you start learning. You start seeing. You start hearing. And you start believing more and more. See, not that you don't believe, you just believe more. Your spirit capacity has the ability to believe all God said. I'm going to say that again because over here on this side. Your spirit's capacity has the ability to believe that all God said. But when you mix it with flesh and reason, it's just like mixing gas with water. What happened to the engine of the car? Sputter or run. And so you got to know what's faith and what's not. Let me finish. And he chose us to be his very own. Look what he did. Joining us to himself. Joining us to himself. Say, I'm joined to the Lord.
I'm joined to the Lord.
And nothing. Say it. Can separate me. Didn't he say that?
Amen.
Ask the question, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can tribulation, can persecution, can famine, can nakedness, peril, sword, all these things that's out there to devour your life, to destroy you, can it separate you from the love of Christ? No. He chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself, even before when. This is the reason why you can't be separated once you join. He did this, joining us to himself before he laid the foundation of the universe. Before he laid the foundation of the universe, you were joined to him. That's when you were joined. And when you said, Jesus, I make you Lord, you just accept what had already been done. My. Because of this great love. How can anybody love anybody any deeper than that? Only God. He ordained us, set you apart. Now, why are we acting like we are part of the world? He ordained you, set you apart. For this faith walk, for this walk of this life of faith and love and grace that he had provided for us in Christ, he set you apart that you live no other life. Are you hearing me? And here the world is pulling at you, trying to get you. The flesh is pulling at you. The devil is pulling at you. Other unbelieving people are pulling at you. And all the stuff around you. I'm so busy. You can't set aside one time out of a week or twice out of a week when the church assemble, you're too busy to come. You got your stuff all, and he have blessed you in every spiritual blessing. And yet you don't have time to come. And so, Lord, I come to celebrate you. I set aside everything because this is your time. He ordained you for this life. You understand? He set you apart. He ordained us so that we would be seen how? Holy in his eyes. Not in the eyes of the world. You don't have to put on a show for the world. He the one set you apart so he could see. So we would be like him in his eyes. Are y'all in the house?
Amen.
So we'll be just like him in his eyes. God see me holy. Why? Because I'm devoted to him. My worship is real to him.
Amen.
It's not a penny. It's not a put on stuff. But this is real because he's my life. I pant for his presence like a deer pant for water. I want your presence, Lord. I want you. You are my life. I thirst for you. I desire you more than my necessary food. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we will be seen holy in his eyes. Look at this now. Look at this. With what? An unstained innocence. You know what that means? My innocence don't have any stain in it. It's an unstained innocence. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. For it was always in his perfect plan. What was it? It was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. When God said, see, people took, Adam didn't understand, even though he had the wisdom of God, he had the Spirit of God on him. And he didn't understand the magnitude of this. When God said to the Godhead, let us make man. Let us make man. Then he said, let us make him in our image, after our likeness. That's what he said, didn't he? Then he said, let them have. Notice the rule and the authority and the place they were to have. Let them have dominion. Let them have rule and reign and dominion on this earth. What do you hear people saying today? All this bunk and junk, stuff going on, God's in control. Don't slap God in the face like that. God told you, I gave you authority to rule this earth. And reign on this earth and live in victory. And then because man messed it up and want to throw it back at God, let God in control of that. That's a shame, isn't it? You know, that's really a shame. They messed it up and then want to throw it back to God like he got a mess going on. Well, he's trying to figure out something. God ain't trying. Before you got here, God had already figured out, already fixed. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. Through our union with Jesus, the anointed one. How did he do it? Through our union with Jesus. Are you united with him? Are you in union with him? Are you one with Jesus?